With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some town hall meetings held by Republican members of Congress are really heating up.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says his town hall meetings usually don't get this heated.
I've had enough.
But things got a little tense on Wednesday in Northwood, Iowa, when the Republican senator discussed with a room of about 100 people issues such as mass deportations, tariffs, and Elon Musk's cuts to the federal workforce. Grassley says Republican lawmakers were advised not to hold town meetings.
Because it gives a forum for people to exert disagreement. Sometimes very strong disagreement.
Retired farmer Keith Olson says it is what it is.
They're expressing their true feelings.
I'm Donna Water.
Work continues on a truce in the Middle East, even as another Israeli strike on a school-turned-shelter killed at least 23 people in Gaza.
International mediators have floated a new ceasefire proposal aimed at ending 18 months of war between Israel and Hamas. Egypt and Qatar have been searching for a formula to end the fighting since Israel ended a previous ceasefire last month. During that time, Israeli attacks have killed nearly 2,000 Palestinians in Gaza, and the territory has plunged into another humanitarian crisis. So far, the mediators have been unable to reconcile the conflicting demands. Israel wants a release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas. Hamas wants an end to the war and a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has rejected a peace offer by the White House to cede Crimea to Russia. On Wall Street, the Dow by 419 points, the Nasdaq rose 407, with the S&P 500 advancing 88. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in Kentucky.
The University of Louisville has agreed to pay more than $1.5 million in damages to a professor who was fired for opposing transgenderism. Dr. Alan Josephson worked for the school's Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Psychology, where he expressed opposition to the promotion of sex change operations on children as a means of helping them live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Dr. Josephson in federal court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Eastern and Western churches celebrated Easter on the same day this year, but their different liturgical calendars will make that a rare occurrence. However, new efforts toward unity backed by the World Council of Churches aim to bridge divides. In some regions, like Greece and Finland, Protestant and Orthodox Christians already celebrate Easter together, offering an example of cooperation. This is SRN News. The stock market keeps moving up.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after President Donald Trump walked back his criticism of the U.S. Central Bank and dialed down some of his tough talk on tariffs. The S&P 500 climbed 1.7% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 419 points. It's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2.5%. Treasury yields also eased in the bond market. That came after Trump said he wouldn't try to fire Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Trump also said the steep tariffs he's imposed on imports from China could come down. Seth Sutel, New York.
Elon Musk intends to focus more on his job as Tesla CEO, but it's unclear if the billionaire will be able to solve a big problem of his own making, damage to its brand. Sales have plunged amid protests over Musk's embrace of conservative views, and rival electric vehicle makers are pouncing. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.